Welcome back to WCRB in Concert with the Chameleon Arts Ensemble. I'm Brian McCreath. The Chameleon Arts Ensemble launched its 20th anniversary season with a program called Creating an American Sound. And as artistic director Deborah Bolden told me in an interview, it was a program built around the most iconic of American composers, Aaron Copland, what American music was before him, and how his work influenced others. Copland was born at the turn of the 20th century in 1900. And when he was just seven, another composer, Amy Beach, wrote her piano quintet. It's one of several works for small ensembles by Beach, so I asked Deborah Bolden why, among them all, she chose it for this program.
Well, I choose just basically on a kind of a visceral, emotional level. And to be honest, I wasn't choosing between Amy Beach's works. If I can pull back the curtain a little bit, I was choosing between Amy Beach's piano quintet and two works by Arthur Foote, who also late romantic, very neglected, I would say, American composer. And I was picking between he has a piano quintet and a piano quartet. And I had thought I'd settled on the piano quartet, and then I thought, well, I'll take another listen to her piano quintet. And in the end, I just decided that for my own taste, that hers was the superior work.
You can hear much more of this conversation with Deborah Bolden on our podcast, The Answered Question. You'll find it at classicalwcrb.org. 2017 marks the 150th anniversary of Amy Beach's birth in New Hampshire. She grew up in Boston and was probably what we would call these days a musical prodigy. She was self-taught and by the age of 25 had had world premieres performed by both the Handel and Haydn Society and the New York Philharmonic. And if you hear the essence of European composers, like, say, Brahms in her work, that's right in line with just about all the other American composers of the time, something this Chameleon Arts Ensemble program highlights. And here are the musicians of the Chameleon Arts Ensemble in a performance at First Church in Boston. This is the Piano Quintet by Amy Beach, in concert on WCRB.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Piano Quintet by Amy Beach performed in concert at First Church in Boston by the Chameleon Arts Ensemble. The Chameleon Arts Ensemble is in the midst of its 20th anniversary season, which includes six programs in its main series, each of them performed twice. The next concerts are on December 2nd and 3rd in a program anchored by Olivier Messiaen's Quartet for the End of Time. And in an additional set of recitals called Chameleon Up Close, Deborah Bolden hosts intimate performances in an informal setting. To learn more about the entire Chameleon Arts Ensemble season, a total of 19 performances start at the In Concert page at classicalwcrb.org. When it comes to music that captures the essence of America, it's hard to argue with Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring. Its themes have infused our culture beyond the concert hall, especially the Shaker song Copland used in part of it called Simple Gifts. But the most common version of the piece for orchestra isn't what Copland originally wrote. He was commissioned to write music for a ballet by Martha Graham, which would depict the beginning of a life together for a young couple in the hills of Pennsylvania. And to do so, Copland wrote music for a small group of 13 instruments. Almost immediately after its first performance, the composer created the now more well-known version for orchestra. So I asked Deborah Bolden, Chameleon Arts Ensemble's founder and artistic director, whether there's any difference in what these two versions communicate to us, the listeners.
Well, I think both versions are absolutely wonderful, and they really get at the heart of what Copland was trying to do, which is to take his earlier explorations in creating an American sound with works from the 30s like Rodeo, Billy the Kid, etc., and take it kind of almost up a level. I think the reason that this piece is so enduring is because not only does it follow this sort of very recognizable wide open sounds, open textures, you can see in your mind almost the vast landscape. And what he did also, though, with Appalachian Spring was capture a feeling of hope and of possibility. And that is something which I think is really uniquely American and something that you can't define with discussing how the piece is constructed. And I think that you get that sense of openness, almost vulnerability, possibility more directly in the 13-player version than you do in the orchestral version, which is just a larger mass of sound that comes around you as a listener. And in this way, it's very direct. It's almost one person speaking to another.
That's Deborah Bolden from a conversation you can hear on our podcast, The Answered Question. Just subscribe at Apple Podcasts or in your favorite podcast app, or just find TAQ at classicalwcrb.org. And here's Chameleon Arts Ensemble at First Church in Boston with Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring in concert on WCRB.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring in its original version for 13 instruments, performed in concert by the Chameleon Arts Ensemble at First Church in Boston. It's a piece that, as much as any other, is embedded in the cultural consciousness of the United States, probably for the reasons Gabriel Langfor cites in his program notes for this concert. Copland was an artist whose works, as well as his actions and the causes he supported, clearly demonstrated a strong belief in our highest ideals as a nation. Possibility, hope, and the dignity and inherent good of both the individual, the common man, and the community. That's from the opening concert of the 20th anniversary season of the Chameleon Arts Ensemble, and you can learn more about all of their performances for the season when you go to the in-concert page of classicalwcrb.org. This broadcast of the Chameleon Arts Ensemble is produced by me, Brian McCreath. Our audio producer is Antonio Oliart-Ross, with additional audio engineering from Patrick Keating. Many thanks to Deborah Bolden and Gabriel Langfor at the Chameleon Arts Ensemble for making this broadcast possible. I'm Brian McCreath. Thank you for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston.